guys. My name is Stacy Castleberry. I'm better known as that smart-ass angel of Hot Springs, Arkansas, coming to you on this Friday. Now, some may ask, Mr. Smart-ass, why should we listen to you? What have you got that we can't just go down to the street corner and get on every Sunday? Well, first of all, old smart-ass, he can lead you into perfection. He can lead you into the unity of the mind. And he can also lead you into the knowledge of the Son of God. And for a bonus, how about the fullness of Christ himself? Now, some of you may ask, well, how are you going to do this? Well, it's very simple. I will proclaim the word. No, I'm not going to proclaim scripture verses. I will proclaim the word. Now, let's explain a little bit about the angel part. It's not that I'm some dude walking around town with some wings on my back. No, no, no. It's a play word for the word angle. So I am a different angle of light. Now, if you recall, Paul says, hey, be sure to entertain some strangers, for in doing so, you might have entertained an angel unknowingly. Now, the reason he called them strangers is because, wow, this old boy sounds strange to me. I ain't never heard it that way before. Now, if you'll also recall that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Oh, can you believe that guy? Well, we'll back up one verse. What is this Satan all about? Well, it's deceitful workers, false apostles. Now, how are we going to tell the false apostles or the deceitful workers unless we back it up another verse where it says that they will do it for the occasion? So what that means that they are preaching the gospel or their gospel for money. Now, look, guys, anybody that has received the gospel will proclaim it free. We don't want no money for this. I mean, okay, so if you'll recall in the last video, I was describing sin as the mind that's governed by darkness, or Solomon, or Solomon, which is the word M-O-N, is hiding the word moon, which is the moon god, and they called him sin. So today, if that didn't click, let's go over to the New Testament and let's define sin. Now, if you'll recall, Timothy said people will have this form of godliness, but they'll be a denier of the power thereof. So what is the denier of the power thereof? The power to defeat sin. So if you're still sinning, maybe you're listening to the wrong guy. Would you consider that? Okay, now, in last, we were talking about the moon, the mind governed by darkness. So let's move over to the New Testament and let's define the word sin. Because, hey, if we can define it, what if we can defeat it then? It's 2025, and still the topic is sin. I mean, how long is this going to go on? So we define sin as missing the mark. Now, it implies that an archer or an old boy with a bow and arrow, he's just sitting there, just shooting away, aiming at nothing, just aimlessly, just shooting. If you'll recall, Cain, as he was kicked out of the garden, became a restless wanderer, or he just wandered around aimlessly. Just not aiming at nothing, just wandering around. Boy, what a life. I got kicked out of the garden. Now I'm just living my life. Just ain't aiming at nothing. Just eat, drink, be merry, and I guess tomorrow we'll die and see what happens. So if sin is missing the mark, and it implies to an archer, well, what mark is he missing? Let's try this. If you had a bow and arrow in your hand and you were going to aim at the mark, wouldn't you think it would be something along this line right here? So, if sin is missing the mark, what if grace was hitting the mark? Okay, so what is the mark? Well, we would call it a bull's eye. You hit the eye. So here's how it was revealed to me. You have two hemispheres of the mind. Each is referred to as a father. Why? Because it's the father who's going to give the seed or the thoughts to each one's own son. Now, your lower conscience is your earthly father, known as the world. And your higher conscience is your heavenly father, known as the Word. So it's a battle between the Word and the world. So in the beginning, not at the beginning of space, not at the beginning of time, not at the beginning of creation, in the beginning of the being. Yeah, in the beginning of the being, you, God, created the heaven and the earth, and He placed them in a firmament. Now, this firmament, this hard round covering of heaven and earth, is known as your head. So here's the firmament, here's heaven, here's earth. Now, we also know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, everybody knows God lives in heaven, so here's the Word. Now, I'm going to play the word Word, lower it down, and now I'm going to have the world. So normally, when I have a conversation with anyone, I'll pop off and say, hey, how much of the human mind do you think we're actually using? And I go, well, I don't think it's very much, Stace. Is it 3, 4%, 5? Would you go for the myth of 10%? So what if we were all born in the lower conscience, in the 10% part of the mind known as the world? Now, you'll recall the verse that the world and its desires, okay, the world and its desires, yeah, the world and its desires will pass away, but the Word of God lives forever. Now, we know that in the center of the earth, which is another play word, we have E-A-R-T, but instead of putting the H here, how about let's just back it over here so we can play it, is the heart. So in the center of the earth is your heart. Now, I drew a heart, but that doesn't look anything like your heart beating. No, no, that came from the word. It's a pine cone. So every time you draw a heart, you're actually drawing a pine cone. Now, what's really cool is that in the center of your mind is what they call the pineal gland. Okay, so in scripture, your pineal gland or your heart, oh, by the way, you know, David was a man after God's own heart. What if I told you that's what David was after? God's heart. Now, in scripture, this heart is also referred to as the gate. It's also known as the door. It's also, well, I like it, but it's the eye. And it's also known as the rock. And most importantly, it's the veil. Okay, so let's take our scripture, which is a word that comes from the word script, which is a story or a play. So what is the story or the play all about? It's about the two testaments, the Old Testament versus the New Testament. Now, we look at in Latin, we know that the word mind stands for the word mind. So this book is describing your Old Testament versus the New Testament. And what's really obvious is that right in between the old and the new, we have the book of Malachi. And what does God want? He wants that tithe. Tithe. The tenth part. Doesn't say anything about money. That's a scam. He wants the tithe. He wants this mine to be offered and sacrificed unto him. Why? So that the window of heaven will open up to pour you out a blessing you cannot even contain.
Okay.
Well, you know me, I can't ever go around reading a book unless I go look at the very end. And I noticed it was Revelations, the revealing of Christ. I thought, wow, the Old Test of the Mind versus the New Test of the Mind, and it ends with the revealing of Christ. Now, here's what's really cool about the revealing of Christ is that it is at hand. In other words, it's not futuristic. It's available anytime. It's at hand, just like the kingdom of God. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. So unless you reach out and take a hold of it, don't expect to receive it. Okay, so Jesus Christ, the revelation of him is at hand. Revelation, the revealing. The veil is torn from top to bottom, and it's revealed to you. Now, what's really interesting, well, Stace, how are you going to switch over from the old to the new? Well, once we offer and sacrifice the tithe or the 10% mine, every pastor will tell you, everybody knows this, but it went into silence. 400 years, nothing. Silence. But guess what happened after the silence? Unto us a child is born, and his name is Emmanuel, God with us. Not God up in the cosmos. Who came up with that? How's that working out? So, if sin is missing the mark, what if we would shoot for it? Why not shoot for the eye of the mind? Right there, right between the eyes. Okay, now let's listen to Paul just a little bit here, just for a second. So it should make sense. Okay, so let's look at what Paul said and see if you can catch this. He said, I press towards the mark. In other words, he's eagerly seeking this mark. So what is the mark? The bullseye, the eye, between the two hemispheres of the mind. I press to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, high calling. How hard is that to know? I mean, or to figure out? The higher calling. Now, I'll recall back whenever I used to go to seminary school and, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I mean, seminary school. I mean, we'll let the results speak for themselves. But we had a book called The Higher Calling. Now it all makes sense. The higher calling is for you to get into your higher conscience. Okay, so let's look at it one more time. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. So you've got to be in Jesus Christ, but you will be as soon as you hit the mark. So let's back it up just a tad. Let's go back to the chapter before. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What? Let this mind also be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. So what kind of a mind did he have? I mean, what was he talking about? It's your 90% dormant mind up here. That's the mind of Christ. Fulfill my joy and be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord. Now, you remember them disciples, they were in the upper room and they were in one accord. Here's the upper room in one accord of one mind. There it is. If you would just stop and think about it, entertain this strange teaching, but see if it doesn't make complete sins. Okay, guys, we can just kind of wrap it up. You know, last week was the mind governed by sin, which is governed by the moon or governed by the darkness. And then we can see that in the New Testament, that sin is missing the mark. If you don't aim for it, don't expect to hit it. I mean, I can't help you anymore. It just depends on whether you want to press towards the mark. Okay, guys, you pretty well wore me out enough for today, but if you can, hit that like button or hit the lick button or whatever. But let me leave you just with this one thought. Jacob, as the angels were going up and down the ladder, he saw God face to face. And guess what he called that place where he saw God? Peniel. Guys, I want to let you know on the next upcoming video, I want you to stop and think about this. Now, the disciples, they're watching Jesus pray. Like, what in the world is he doing over there? And so when Jesus was finished, the disciples came up to him and said, Jesus, hey, can you teach us how to pray? Now, I want you to ponder, what exactly was Jesus doing that they said, teach us to pray? So what if I told you that maybe besides the Bible being called the Word of God, no, it's not. It's an instruction manual on how to receive the Word. But what if I told you the next biggest blunder ever was prayer and the way we were taught it? Now, if you'll look at the results of prayer, not a whole lot going on. But what if prayer actually had a purpose and we just misunderstood it? So hang on. The next video, we'll do the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to figure out how did Jesus actually teach us to pray.